All right, sister, let me tell you about some of the women that you should know. These are women who've come through the Feminine Frequency Business School. I want to tell you about Vanessa, who closed $32,000 in new business weeks after graduating. Sydney signed the biggest client contract of her entire career 1 week after graduation at $90,000. Tina had no business model when she started. 12 weeks later, she closed $100,000 in one contract, which is more money than she made in an entire year working 55-hour work weeks. Jane sold her business. Remessa quit her 9-to-5 with no backup plan and had sales coming in before she ever made a single official offer. I'm talking about hundreds of women across four cohorts with a 98% completion rate. Most online programs cannot even touch 10%, and I'm going to tell you why. We are white glove, high-touch coaches, small pods led by certified mentors who are in it with you every single week. An AI business coach in your pocket between calls so you're never stuck waiting for the next session to get an answer. And 10 weeks live with me, where you don't just learn the strategy, but you build it live with me, with your sisters, as your coaches, with my team beside you in real time. I built and exited an 8-figure agency before I ever taught a woman how to do this. I know exactly what the fuck moves the revenue, and I built the school around it. So if you've got good ideas, but inconsistent months, this is your way out and through. A room that will not let you stay small. Enrollment for the Feminine Frequency Business School is now open and closes August 21st. So go to jessicazweig.com/FFBS or go to the link in the show notes to book your call. I'll see you inside the school, sister.
Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-7-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast.
Well, hello, my beautiful spiritual hustler sisters, and maybe some divine masculine men. I got everybody listens to this podcast, but I know that the majority of you are walking the path of the divine feminine rising. And so I'm so happy to welcome you back to the show. I'm your host, Jess. If you've been here before, you know that. If you're new, hi, so happy to have you. On Thursdays, I come in and drop a solo. The Unlocking series is inspired by, y'all know it if you've been here a minute, it's new if you're not, this tattoo of a key on my heart. I literally have a tattoo of a key across my chest. And it is inspired by the priestess who is here to unlock the divinity in you. And so when I think of these episodes, I see in my third eye, this quantum cosmic keychain. It's like iridescent and sparkly with a bunch of keys on it that I collect through my own personal evolution because I'm never done. I'm still unlocking all the bullshit, lies, self-limiting beliefs, triggers, control, fear, projection. I mean, I'm human and I'm here on this journey alongside of all of you. And yet I come in on Thursdays to just drop a key that I am working with myself, that I am working to unlock new truth, new clarity, new abundance, more joy, more peace, more embodiment. And so I'm really excited about today's key. I feel like this one was meant to be. It dropped in. And I also just want to give a huge shout out to my spiritual hustler listeners because we're in the middle of doors open for the Feminine Frequency Business School. In fact, the doors to this school close tomorrow, if you're listening to this in real time at least. And so I'm going to leave a link to book one of our final calls. If you are interested in joining us, maybe you're not listening to this episode by accident. Maybe you were meant to come through this portal and talk to me because yes, I do take my own calls. I do have a beautiful team that supports me. So you might just talk to me it's round robin, just being real. And so people get on the phone with me. They're like, wait, it's really you, but I have an amazing, amazing team that you might talk to as well. And I have been having so many conversations with so many of you. So thank you for finding me through the podcast, coming into my world, stepping into what is by far the most powerful business accelerator and leadership certification in the industry for female entrepreneurs. You guys, at this point, we have over $1.2 million generated from the results and ROI from this school, truly across four cohorts, hundreds of glowing testimonials, a sisterhood community that now gets to be my community, and women just walking the path of their mission in a way that I know you came to do, and you can't really do it alone. And so many of us are stuck in our own self-limiting beliefs and overwhelm and not knowing how to truly execute a vision into a true business that makes you real money and puts you on center stage as an expert and thought leader in the world that you have claimed. And so I just want to say thank you for all of the women that have enrolled. We're almost sold out. We have just a few calls left at this point, and I would love to meet you. But my point is, I've talked to so many of you this last week who listened to the show, and so many of you have said that the Unlocking series is like one of your favorite parts of the podcast, that you look forward to these episodes. And I do have amazing guests that I feature on Tuesdays mostly, but this Thursday session is just me coming in with what's ever on my heart, literally and proverbially speaking. And so I want to get into it. You know, I just want to acknowledge that it's almost the end of summer. I hate to say that because I freaking love the summer. I'm a Leo. It's my favorite time of the year. I look forward to the heat. I look forward to the humidity. I love being outside. I love feeling the sun on my skin. I love the sun. I fucking love the sun, you guys. I lived in Chicago for 20 years where it's gray 6 months out of the year. I was basically cold for 20 years. I'm talking really cold. And so wherever the sun goes, I like to follow. And there is something else about the summer, you know, the summer solstice, Lionsgate, yes, Leo season. But there is something deeper about the summer. I feel like it's a season when everything gets illuminated, quite literally and metaphysically, things become exposed. And everything is alive. And this summer, I had a massive download. And it came because I've been watching something become illuminated in the spiritual space and honestly, the female entrepreneurial space, like my space, right? My industry. And I really sit at the cross section of spirituality and female entrepreneurship. And I was taking a walk in the sun, like, because I love being outside all sweaty with my weighted vest. This was a couple weeks ago. Okay. And I heard Spirit. I got a message. I got a very clear download that stopped me. Literally, I stopped walking and I looked up and I was like, oh, fuck, isn't that true with a capital T? And the message was this, because I've been, you know, ruminating on all the things I've been seeing, and I'm going to talk about what I've been seeing. The message said, and it was from Spirit, when you work for the light, you don't have any energy for the dark. And I sat with that. And I want you to sit with that, because I have spent years around spiritual leaders and coaches and healers and teachers and entrepreneurs, mystics, and people who say that they are here to serve the light, God, goddess, spirit, humanity. And I've started paying less attention to what people say they serve and much more attention to what they spend their energy serving. Okay, let's break this down, because energy does not lie. I want to double click into the sun for a second, because the sun doesn't wake up every morning and fight the dark, okay? It just fucking shines. It shows up and darkness disappears in its presence just by it simply being. The sun is not like fucking scrolling through the universe looking for darkness to expose. It isn't built an identity around being anti-darkness, okay? It is just doing the thing that it came here to do. It is generating light all day long, for billions of years. And, you know, I love the sun. I study the sun. I study DNA. I wrote my whole, you know, second book about codes. It's coming out next summer. It's not the point. But there's hydrogen, okay, inside the sun. The sun transmits hydrogen. And the hydrogen that lives inside of our DNA, we're made of carbon and hydrogen and oxygen and nitrogen and phosphorus, but it is the hydrogen that is ancient. Okay. It's almost as old as the universe itself. It's one of the fundamental building blocks of universal elements. And So when you, you know, if you hear the term, we are literally made of stardust, it is true. Like our physical vessels are part of the cosmos. We are made from it. And the sun takes hydrogen and through fusion transforms it into all of the energy that sustains everything on planet Earth. So when I say we're made of light, I am speaking metaphorically, spiritually, as you've heard me say, but I'm actually speaking physically, okay? We are cosmic beings living inside of a universe that is powered by transformation. And I believe that if you have found me, if you are here listening to this podcast, whether you are a chiropractor, you are a makeup artist, you are a coach, you are a consultant, you are a corporate woman, you are a mother, you are a teacher, you are a Reiki healer, you are a shaman, you are an executive, I know that we're all here working for the light. You wouldn't be listening to my podcast if you were not. Okay? So what do I mean when I say work for the light? Working for the light is not branding, okay? It's not about crystals or saying God every third sentence or having like a fun spiritual title. I'm talking about frequency. And working for the light is about congruency. It's really exposed to me this summer who is saying they're working for the light and who is actually working for the light. Who are you when nobody is watching? Who are you behind the paywall when someone buys your program? How do you treat the woman that wired you $20,000? How do you treat your employees? How do you behave when other women become more successful than you? How do you behave when someone disagrees with you or your ego gets bruised? Because that is where someone's spiritual consciousness actually lives. And I have been seeing incongruency all across the internet this summer in a way that I have never seen it. I mean, I see a lot of people talking about women empowerment, feminine leadership, and ascension. And in the same breath, on the same grid, in the same content, they're spending 60, 70% of their energy tearing people down, addressing dark forces, talking about the media or reptilians or politics or other women. And it is really telling. Like, I want you to truly pay attention to how often the people that call themselves spiritual or here for female empowerment spend time talking about what they're against more than what they're for. Because if you work for the light, and I believe we all do, that's our boss, okay? God, goddess, spirit, Gaia, the universe, that's our boss. We are employees working for the light. And we all have our own unique mission. We all have our own unique gifts, talents, and geniuses. But I do believe that if you are a woman working for the light, we're all here for the same thing. And who has got time to talk about what they're against versus what they're for, what they disagree with. And yes, I know, like just to double click into Instagram, being polarizing is a strategy that gets people to watch and click and share. I get it. But you don't need to be putting your energy towards things and people that don't represent your mission. You got bigger and better things to do. And light doesn't mean being nice all the time, okay? Light does require truth. Light does say no. Light does walk away. Light burns like the fucking sun. The sun is not nice. It's powerful. It's powerful enough to sustain an entire planetary ecosystem and powerful enough to burn you if you don't respect it. So feminine leadership isn't about becoming harmless. I want you to hear me when I say this. True feminine leadership, I'm so fired up about this, you guys, that is here for the mission of love and oneness and empowerment and healing. That energy is clean. It's fucking clean. You are clean in your agreements, with your money, with your community, with your power, with your integrity. I want you to pay attention to the people that you really resonate with. Like maybe it's an artist, a musician, an actor, an activist, a entrepreneur, a thought leader, a spiritual teacher. Like how much time do they talk about what they're against? I'm just going to leave that there versus what they're for. You know, I've been getting to know so many of the women inside my Feminine Frequency Business School, and I've been going deep on their Instagrams. Like I really build a community. It's so beautiful. I love that platform because I get to meet you all and see your work and truly connect and follow you back. And like we become a sisterhood outside the cohort. It's like a real life thing. And I've been spending time really getting to know everyone who's enrolled. And I'm following like real estate agents and cacao ceremonialists and women who are sound bath healers and corporate executives and nutritionists. And like, I'm on their page and all they're doing is talking about their magic and what they're here to serve and their beautiful content and their point of view that is everything to do with the transformation and light that they're here to serve. And not to say that they don't have a point of view. They're not spending time tearing down the diet industry and all the people that made it a problem. They're not talking about other women who aren't as embodied as them. They're not talking about how competitive the real estate industry is. They're just showing up and being of service. They're being the fucking sun. They're not hunting darkness. And that is my practice, an invitation for all of us to shine so brightly that anything incongruent with that frequency cannot survive in your field. It actually doesn't even reach your field because you are not an energetic match for it. This is what I've been talking about all year in the spirit of being gorgeously unbothered. It's not being above anything. It's being so rooted in the joy, in the bliss, in the passion that it is to be yourself, and you staying so focused on dancing in your own one-of-a-kind lane that you don't even notice. It doesn't even bounce off of you, because for it to bounce off of you, it would have to reach you, okay? And you're not even focused on that energetically for it to come through in the first place. So my invitation for you is to do what you're going to say and say what you're going to do and keep it clean. Be a light worker. Be an agent of the sun. Attune to the light. Work with it. Let your DNA activate even more deeply and go build from that frequency. Create from that frequency, serve from that frequency, love from that frequency, tell the truth from that frequency, make your art and your content and your programs and your offers from that frequency, lead from that frequency, and pour all of your energy into the mission that you came here to fulfill. Because if you really believe that you've been given a mission by God, spirit, the goddess, whatever you call her, how much time do you really have to hate people on the internet? Because I don't. My mission is way too big for that. My life is too precious. My energy is too sacred. And so is yours. So the question, when you're starting to scan and become more discerning, because this summer really exposed a lot of discernment for me, it's no longer the question, does this person work for the light? Because they can say they do. The real question is, what are they feeding with their life force right now? And I want you to ask yourself that same question. Are you feeding it fear or are you feeding it possibility? Are you feeding it energy around your enemies or your mission? The sun doesn't need to announce that it works for the light. It just shines. And you fucking know that feeling by the warmth you feel when it enters a room or enters your scroll. That is my biggest unlock for you today, is to simply attune what is an energetic match. Because people can tell you they work for the light, but they show you what really grows in their energy and their presence. I hope that this unlocked something deep. It certainly did for me. I am really fired up about what I've been seeing in the collective of female entrepreneurs, just how many women are becoming more coherent with who they say they really are and how many are not. So thank you for being on my team. We're all on the same, we're all employees together on the same team working for the light. You wouldn't be here if you weren't. I'm honored. I love you. Thank you. And I will see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Bye, guys.